Hey, what's up, everybody, and welcome to another edition of I Won't Stop Until I Win. I am your host, Jose Flores, and each week I'll be sharing inspiring stories of people who push through the pain, who overcome adversity, and who keep on running their race to become the winners they are today. So thank you for spending some time with me, and let's jump right into the show. Hey, what is going on, family? Listen, I know it's been a little while, but I've been working on some really cool projects. And I got a few things in the pipeline that are going to be launching very, very soon. But I am back, baby. I am back and I'm excited to be back. But listen, guys, before we jump in, you know, I like to always take a few moments in the beginning of every episode just to give God some thanks, because I believe that without him, none of this, and I mean none of this, would be possible. So I just pray that somebody that's out there that's listening is encouraged, inspired, motivated to not only learn more and do more, but to become more. And I pray that in Jesus' name, amen and amen. Listen, guys, today I wanted to talk about, are you doing what you love to do? Are you doing what you love to do? And listen, as you guys know, most of these episodes, if not all of these episodes, are just me sharing my heart with you and being authentic and genuine and transparent, because I believe that that's lacking in today's society. So I'm just a real dude, right? Talking about real things. So I wanted to talk about, are you doing what you really love to do in life? And the reason I want to talk about that topic is because I had to do some running around today. I had to drive all the way down to Miami to get some things done with my van. As many of you know, I got a brand new modified vehicle that I drive with my hand controls. So I had to go to Miami to get something adjusted. I had to get something adjusted. And then I had to come back, stop at the dealership so that they can adjust something else. But on my drives today, I encountered a couple people, man. And this is what triggered me wanting to talk about, are you doing what you love to do? Because I met this one guy and I know, and I went to his job and I was like, hey, what's going on, man? How you doing? And he was like, I'm just hanging in there, man. And I was like, why, what's going on? And he was like, man, this job got me stressed out. And I just, they don't really know what they're doing, some people. And, you know, I really can't voice my opinion and my concern, because then they're going to have it out for me. And I started laughing, man, because I come from corporate America. So I know what that is. And it's like a touchy subject, right? You got to be careful and you got to tread lightly with what you want to convey to your peers and your coworkers. But I was like, why don't you just quit and find something else? He was like, man, I can't quit. I was like, why not? He was like, I need the money. And I find that that's why most people don't do what they love to do, because for whatever reason, they haven't launched into doing what they love to do, right? Maybe it's attached to their purpose. Maybe it's attached to their passion. Maybe they have a drive and an energy about it. But for some reason or another, they wind up doing this gig that's unfulfilling, that's not satisfying, and they stay with it because it pays the bills. And again, I know what that feels like. I'm speaking from experience. I was in corporate America for 20 years because I felt stuck. Me personally, I felt that was the only thing I would be not only good at doing, but I felt that was the only thing that other people will accept me doing. And it sounds crazy even saying that, right? But that's why I wanted to talk about this, because I think this is a topic that resonates with a lot of people and it touches a lot of people's hearts and minds. And I hope that as you're listening to this episode, that you start to really think about if you're really doing what you love to do. So when I told this guy, why don't you just quit? And he says, no, I can't because I need the money. I'm like, man. So I started asking him. I was like, well, listen, if money wasn't an issue, what would you be doing? If you had all the money in the world and money wasn't a problem for you, what would you do? And he was like, man, I love working with kids, because I guess he's a coach of some type of sports coaching. He was like, I love working with kids. I would open up my own camps and this and that. And I was like, well, what's stopping you from doing that? And he was like, I really don't have the time, which I kind of like, I don't really accept that type of excuse, because we all have the same amount of time. When I was working in corporate America, I was working that job. Plus, I was also working my dream job, which is a job that I'm currently doing now as an international motivational speaker, author, consultant, and coach. But I was working two jobs at once, in essence. So I told him, I said, man, if you really want it, if you really, really want it, you got to do what you got to do, bro. And he was like, I know, I've been saying I want to do it. And so there's deeper things that are there that's going on that's not just him not having enough time or him needing the money, right? It's his commitment. It's his dedication. It's his passion. Does he really, really want it that bad, right? But then I went to the dealership right after that. And the guy at the dealership, he comes up to me always smiling. He's always there when I go there. And he was like, hey, what's up, Jose? How you doing? And so I'm like, man, I just need this little plug for my front bumper. One of the little clips came out. So I just need to clip it back in. So he's like, all right, let me see what I can do. Anyway, long story short, he found a couple pieces, but they didn't fit. So he got the guy that works in the auto body section, right? The collision section, because they deal with a lot of those clips. So he was like, yeah, just follow me, come into my bay. So the first guy jumped into my car to show me where the bay was. And while he's in the car, the man couldn't stop smiling. I was like, bro, you smile. Every time I see you, you're smiling. I was like, you know what, man? Let me buy you some lunch today. I'd like to buy you some lunch. He was like, no, I don't want you to buy me any lunch because, you know, and I was like, no, why not? Every time I come, you always take good care of me. You're always smiling. You have a good attitude. I was like, let me treat you to some lunch. He was like, nah, man. You know what he said? He said, this is what I do. I was like, wow, this is what you do? He was like, yeah, this is who I am. I love helping people. I love making people happy and making people satisfied. And I was like, wow, that's incredible. I was like, so you really like your job, huh? He was like, I love my job. I was like, that's awesome. And I was like, and you know, I can tell you love your job because like I said, every time I come here, you're always smiling. You always have a good attitude. You have a great personality and you're always on point. And he was like, man, this is what I do. And I was like, you know what, man? God bless you, brother. Keep doing your thing because it's not going unrecognized. So I asked him, who's your manager or your supervisor? Can I speak to them to give you a compliment to them? And because again, like I know I work for corporate America, so I know how compliments work. I know how surveys and all that thing work and all those things work. So he's like, man, don't worry about it, man. They already know me. They know that this is what I do. I'm like this every day. So I was like, all right, man, I appreciate you, brother, man. Have an amazing day. He's like, you too, man. And he got out the car. So I'm now dealing with the auto body guy, right? Auto body guy, super cool. He brings one of his workers. He actually was the manager of the auto body center. He got one of his workers to come check my vehicle out. And I asked both of them separately. They didn't even know I was asking them. I said, hey, you know what, man? Thank you so much for bringing me in so quickly and not making me wait and really helping me with my issue. I really appreciate that. I was like, hey, listen, let me buy you some lunch. He was like, no, don't worry about me. Just take care of my worker. I was like, you sure, man? I don't mind getting you some lunch and coming back. He's like, no, this is what I do. And I'm like, wow, this is amazing. These guys are amazing. Because you don't really find people who say they love what they're doing, especially when they're working for someone else. But I just want to encourage you guys, man, there's people that are out there that are working for other people, working their jobs, and they're happy with what they're doing. They feel fulfilled. And it's because it's not something that's external. This is internal. Right. And I'm sharing this with you because I don't know where you are right now. Maybe you're working a job and you can't stand your job. Maybe you hate your job. Maybe you feel stuck. Maybe you're just there because you need the money. Right. Maybe you're telling yourself that you don't have enough time. And I just want to encourage you and let you know that whether you work for somebody or not, it's possible and you're capable of doing what you love to do. You just have to figure out what that is. And if you're working a job right now, or you're doing a task or a function, or you're in a position and you're not satisfied with that, and it doesn't bring you fulfillment and you don't love what you're doing, then you have the power to change that. You can change that. Nobody else is going to change that for you. And I know sometimes we are a people by nature, we are a people of habit and routine. We don't like change. We don't like things shifting. Right. But if you're not happy with what you're doing, it's going to require change and it's going to require some things to shift around in your life. That's why I'm sharing with this story with you, because the other guy, the worker who was working on my car, he didn't know that his manager said, take care of him. So I approach him and I'm like, hey, listen, what's your name? He's like, man, my name is Christian. And I'm like, yo, listen, thank you so much for, you know, helping me out so quickly and putting everything together and, you know, putting that clip back on my bumper. Everything looked amazing. And I was like, hey, listen, I normally don't carry cash on me, but I'd love to get you some lunch and bring it back to you real quick if that's okay. And he was like, no, I don't want any cash. You know, keep your cash. That's not what I'm doing. We're here to help you. I'm here to help you. And again, it's like, and this type of stuff, You know what I mean? When you're working for an organization, whether you own the organization or you're working for an organization, this has everything to do with the culture and the environment that you develop within that organization. So I already knew from the first guy that I walked up to that was at the dealership that brought me to the auto body and those other two guys, this is a culture that this company is developing or has developed, right? It starts from the top down. So their leaders are probably trickling down. What those leaders believe and are training are trickling down to their employees, right? Which is what? Satisfaction is key. Customer service is key. Make our customers happy. Have a great attitude. Have a great personality. And not everybody you hire is going to have those qualities, right? And those characteristic traits, but you can develop those things. You can develop those things. So again, guys, I want to encourage you that you don't have to be miserable. You don't have to be bitter. You don't have to feel unfulfilled. You don't have to feel stuck or any of those things. And it all starts internally, right? Maybe you don't like what you're doing, but that doesn't mean you can't have a positive attitude. That doesn't mean that you still can't work to excellence, right? Maybe you're working for an organization and you're sick and tired of being sick and tired and you don't want to be there no more. Don't let that interfere with your productivity and your performance and your level of execution and expertise, right? Because people are recognizing that. Like I said, since I come from a customer service and corporate America and sales background, I know what those things look like. So when I'm out and about, I'm looking at those things. I'm paying attention to those things. And these three guys that I encountered working for the same organization, they all executed way above my expectation, right? Because most of the time you go places, people aren't happy. Right. And people aren't friendly. They're not helpful. People just want to give you the bare minimum just to get by and be done with you. And those are the companies that have a high turnover, right? That people probably don't want to go back to them. But this company, man, I'm telling you, they set the bar high for me because I know what that looks like. And their employees were top notch and were working towards a spirit of excellence. But I wanted to say that I wanted to talk about this topic, guys, again, to encourage you that if you're not doing what you love to do, you have the power to change it, right? You have the power to change it. When I was working in corporate America, I was at my rope's end. I was like already like, man, I don't want to do this anymore. I'm tired of this. I'm like burned out. I'm burned out. 20 years is a long time. And don't get me wrong, because, you know, corporate America was phenomenal to me. I learned a tremendous amount of knowledge and information, and I got trained very well on different topics. So I'm not complaining about corporate America, but what I'm saying was that for me personally, I wasn't fulfilled anymore. And so that's when I started stepping outside of my comfort zone and looking into this motivational speaking thing. And little by little, it started picking up and it's picking up. And this year, right, post-COVID, my business is exploding and I'm getting contracts and I'm getting gigs and I'm meeting people. I'm making connections. Opportunities are coming left and right. And I am loving what I'm doing. But even if those things weren't coming my way, right, this is what I love to do. I love to inspire, right? Jose Inspires, name of the podcast, I Won't Stop Until I Win. As you can see it, Mindset Disruptor. All of those things I love to do and I love being. Why? Because I know that people need it. And I know that there's people that are listening to this episode right now and they're saying, man, you know what? I do feel stuck. I do need the money, but this isn't what I love to do. And I'm here to give you that little push that you need to go and start doing what you love to do. And if you are doing what you love to do, then listen, kudos to you. I applaud you. I commend you, because if you're doing what you love to do, it's going to show in the way that you perform, just like these guys that I encountered today. And so people are paying attention. People are recognizing and people are watching how you move, how you interact, how you speak, your attitude, your personality. They're watching all of that. We can tell when somebody is upset or having a bad day or doesn't like their job, or they may feel uncomfortable, right? We can tell those things. If you have any level of awareness and you pay attention, you can see these things. But I wanted to tell you guys that today can be the day that you make a decision that says, I'm going to start doing what I love to do. And I hear that a lot, right? People say that when you do what you love, you'll never work a day in your life, which is 1,000% true. But sometimes to get to where you want, to get to a position where you're doing what you love to do, you're going to have to sometimes go through some things that you don't like to do or don't love to do, right? But that only has to be a season. It only has to be a short time frame, maybe a long time frame for some people, but it doesn't have to be your forever. It doesn't have to be your forever. But sometimes you're going to have to feel uncomfortable. Sometimes you're not going to want to do it. Sometimes you're not going to want that, like that position, or want to do that task, right? But you got to keep your eye on the prize. You got to think about the end goal. You got to think about what's in it for me, right? In corporate America, they call that WIFM, WIFM, W-I-F-M, what's in it for me. And once you find out what that is, that's going to push you to continue to perform at high levels, no matter where you are, but also start working on what you love to do, right? What your passion is, what wakes you up in the morning, that makes you happy, that makes you excited. Like that other first guy that I spoke to, that he's an athletic coach with some sports team, and he loves doing that. Why not do that every day? Why not open up a center, right? Where kids can come in and you can train them, or you can coach them, or open up, or start an after school program or something. There's so many opportunities, right? So many options that you have, but for some reason, people don't move. People just aren't moving. And it blows my mind, because here I am sitting in a wheelchair doing everything that I possibly can. So when I come across people who aren't functioning at their full capacity, it annoys me sometimes, if I'm being honest, because there's no reason why we shouldn't all love what we do. Right? We should, and then not only loving what we do, but helping others. I mean, that doesn't take much, right? It doesn't cost anything but a little bit of time, maybe a little bit of your energy to help somebody. And listen, when I tell you, these guys, when they were fixing my front bumper, it wasn't nothing major. It was a small little clip that came out. But these guys went above and beyond. They went above and beyond with the service and the quality of service that they gave me. And I was like, listen, dude, please send me a survey. Here's my email. Send me a survey. How can I help you? He said, listen, if you fill out this survey, that'll help me tremendously. I said, here's my email. Send it to me. How long is it going to take? Am I going to get it today, tomorrow? He's like, yeah, you should get it within 24 hours. I was like, all right, cool, bet. Listen, I'm giving you all 10s and I'm giving you 5 stars. Whatever it is, you're getting the top. He's like, oh, man, thank you so much. Because again, I know what that's like. When I was in corporate America, I would have to get, people would get surveys about me and all of that type of stuff. So I know how that is. So I have compassion for those people. But even if I didn't have that experience and that background, I would still do that for this guy, because he went above and beyond for me and he didn't have to. So listen, ladies and gentlemen, I just want to encourage you. Don't stop until you win, baby. Don't stop until you win. I don't know what you're going through. I don't know whether you're happy or you're unhappy, you're miserable or you're excited or you're filled with joy. I don't know where you are in life, but this is what I do know, that if you're not, you can change that today. And if you are, continue being like that, because we need more people like you out there making a difference, making an impact. That's why I wake up every day and do what I do, because I know if, even if I'm just making a small impact, it's an impact that's being made. So listen, ladies and gentlemen, I appreciate you. I hope that you found tremendous value from this episode. And I want to ask you, be thinking about that. Are you doing what you love to do? If you are, great. If you're not, you can make the change right now, today. That's right. Right now, today. Make the choice, make the decision, and then make the impact. I appreciate you guys. I love you guys. And I thank you for tuning in every single time an episode drops. And until next one, make sure that you don't stop until you win. Oh, and also make sure you go ahead and check out my book writing masterclass. It's coming up on June the 8th. You can go to bookwriting.joseinspires.com. That's bookwriting.joseinspires.com. If you have a story or you have some information that you want to put out on a larger scale by writing a book and putting it out there, I can show you how to do all of that and become a number one bestseller. So that's bookwriting.joseinspires.com. And also, if you've been bogged down by your job or by the circumstances that are happening or by anything, and you just need a mindset reset and you need a recharge, I want you to go ahead and check out my Mindset Takeover Mastery course. That's mindsettakeover.com. You can go ahead and check that out. Trust me when I tell you, it will change not only your life, but it'll change the way you think and the way you behave. So listen, guys, like I said, I appreciate you. And until next time, don't stop until you win, baby. And I will see you at the top, because the bottom is way overcrowded. Take care and God bless. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in to this episode of I Won't Stop Until I Win. Once again, I am your host, Jose Flores, and make sure you visit me at joseinspires.com, where you'll see links to all my social media, where I'm bringing content like this every single day on how you can win and keep on winning. We have new episodes dropping every week, So make sure you guys like, subscribe, and share with other winners so that everyone can keep up with what's going on. Once again, I appreciate you tuning in, and we'll catch you on the next episode of I Won't Stop Until I Win.